When he speaks tonight before a joint session of Congress, President Biden will unveil another ambitious program. The American Families Plan would cost $1.8 trillion. Some of that money would pay for child care subsidies, 2 years of free community college, and universal pre-kindergarten programs for 3- and 4-year-olds. We're going to take a look now at one of those, Universal Pre-K, with Stephen Barnett. He's co-director of the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University. Stephen, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You know, we're still in a pandemic. From a policy perspective, there are still a lot of needs that we're trying to figure out in this country. Do you think that spending billions of dollars on universal pre-K right now is a worthwhile investment?
I think it's a terrific investment. And this new initiative is really perhaps a turning point in the nation taking investing in our young children seriously.
What do we know about the benefits of universal pre-K for kids who are 3 and 4? What does the research tell us?
Very strong, high-quality programs with great teachers improve children's social and emotional development, their knowledge of themselves and others, their language, literacy, math, understanding of the world. This prepares them to be more successful at school, more successful in their social lives, to stay out of trouble. Longer term, this means they're more likely to graduate from high school. They're more likely to go on to college. They're more likely to have good paying jobs. They're less likely to get arrested and go to jail. They have better health. And so this is tremendous. But what we know is that most of the programs that we have don't have the intensity or quality, don't start early enough to do this. And so they have very modest impacts on kids that wash out early in the elementary school years.
Well, right. So at this point across the country, it looks like it's something of a patchwork. Without the president's plan, what does access to pre-K look like from state to state? Who's getting it and who's not?
Well, it varies tremendously. If you live in Oklahoma, West Virginia, D.C., Vermont, you get to go to preschool pretty much, and it has reasonable quality. If you live in Florida, you get a $2,400 program with a teacher who maybe has a high school diploma, unless you're lucky enough to live in, say, Miami-Dade, where they tax themselves to pay for higher quality. There are 6 states that don't have any pre-K program at all. There are other states that have very high quality programs like New Jersey, North Carolina, Alabama, but, you know, maybe serve a third of the kids and are moving toward universal, but it will be many decades before we get there unless there's some kind of help for states to pay for this.
I want to ask you about a recent study from the University of California, Berkeley, that showed that New York City's universal pre-K programs so far have not actually narrowed the achievement gap for Black and Latinx children when you compare them to white and Asian kids. But that was one of the promises of universal pre-K. So what kind of challenges are ahead? What does that study show us?
Well, New York City is a great example of the challenges. New York City's tried to do this very rapidly. It will take time to bring all of their programs up to the level that's needed. You have to grow quality. You can't do it overnight. But also New York City by itself, I think, probably does not have the resources to avoid a two-tier system.
And what's to guarantee that we wouldn't see that replicate itself across the country if there were a federal program? I mean, how can you ensure that the pre-K programs are as good quality in New York as they are in Kansas City, as they are in Seattle, or from neighborhood to neighborhood in those cities?
We've scoped out how could a federal plan work. It ought to be something like 50-50 matching funding for kids under 200% of poverty. So that's leveling the playing field. And you have to put the capacity in place in state and local government to provide a continuous improvement system, that is to continuously monitor quality, to try to bring everybody up by providing intensive professional development and coaching and other supports. But you have to create a system to make that happen and put the money there behind the kids in the most disadvantaged communities.
Stephen Barnett is co-director of the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University, talking to us about universal pre-K. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.